I'm joined by Stephen Brody, Executive Director of the Greater Burlington Partnership. He's joining me today. We're sort of a little bit of soup to nuts day today, as we were just talking about the building we are in, which is the former Mercy Hospital, which then became, after it what was no longer a hospital, it then became clinics and doctor's offices for the adjacent Burlington Medical Center, which I believe in 2000 moved out to. Actually, it was before that. It was, I'm not sure what exact year that. Yeah, I think it was 2000, to tell you the truth. It was moved out to the location that is the Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. But anyway, that's another story. We can continue on. I will say this. All three of my daughters were born in the Burlington Medical Center, BMC, which was what it was before it became the facility that it is now out there in West Burlington. Anyway, we're talking golf right now. The Greater Burlington Partnership has its annual golf outing. That is coming up on Thursday the 18th. And again, you said you've got a rarity. You've got some openings right now for a couple additional additional foursomes. Is that right?
Yeah, this is actually a news flash. We typically sell out of the golf tournament months in advance, which is amazing. Well, we just found out within the last day or two that we do have a couple of teams that unfortunately had to drop out. So if you are a chamber member and you wanted to play but you didn't get in on time, guess what?
You can.
You can. So
but
it's,
you need first come, first served.
Absolutely. So what you need to do is it's kind of like your contest. You have to be the first to call in.
Yes.
And if you call into our office and speak to Marty Moak in our office, he can get you signed in, but we have at least one open space, potentially two.
319-752-6563?
6365.
Oh, 63.
You were so close.
I know. I've called that number a few times. Anyway, 6365. Okay. Well, anyway, call in and fill that in.
Yeah.
And again, it is the golf outing. It's at Burlington.
Yes.
Burlington Golf Club.
Yes. Next Thursday, shotgun start at 10 o'clock. It's pretty amazing, again, for my first year being involved with it. We will have 36 foursomes.
Okay.
And so starting at 10 o'clock, shotgun start, you'll probably be on the golf course about 5 hours.
Yeah, it's the way it works.
You know, to get through. But
yeah.
But the fun thing is, Steve, is that we have hole sponsors that are throughout the course, and they have agreed to do a lot of fun activities. So while you're waiting there to tee off, there's going to be activities, there's going to be games, there's going to be giveaways to really make the day very enjoyable for everyone.
Well, it's a wonderful course. And actually, you know, we were talking with John Billups about the fact that, you know, we really are very fortunate. If you are a golfer, we're very fortunate. We've got a championship. We've got one of the top 50 public courses in the United States, and
yes,
the number one rated public course in Iowa,
yes,
which is Spirit Hollow, and Burlington Golf Club is also highly ranked in terms of quality. And Flint Hills has improved dramatically over the years as well, as
yes,
they've gone to more bent grass and watered fairways and very, very well manicured green. So, I mean, yes, if you play golf, and I know they've been very busy they've been busy during the pandemic, and it's continued on through the summertime. So.
We're very fortunate to have three quality golf courses here, and for someone like myself that is a golfer, I'm very frustrated that I have not gotten out and played yet. I hear all wonderful things about each golf course. I have physically been to all three,
yeah,
but I have not picked up a club and hit on any of them, and I really want to change that.
Well, I did. I had not played golf in a while. I got to play at my high school reunion back up in Decorah back in Labor Day last year. And then we had spring break down in Arizona, and I stayed in a golf resort. So it was that made it that made it easy to.
Those are great.
It was easy to it, yes. You, there was no if you stay at a golf resort, there's no excuse to not play golf. Is
no,
there?
No. Absolutely, it's usually unlimited golf. If you can get up early enough in the day, you might be able to get 36 holes in.
No, you can't really do that because there's no such thing as getting up early. Now, if you go to a golf resort during peak time, which is really spring break time around here, and that means that you are going to be yes, they have tee times and it's a championship course. So I think it's 73 or 7,400 yards.
Oh my goodness!
And it's a challenging course too. But yeah. Anyway, but that's another story. We're talking about the chamber and all of the things that are going on.
Yeah.
Let's see. A lot of things have changed. Your website's been completely remodeled, redone, refurbished, and up to date. You've got a podcast, which is All Things Greater Burlington. In fact, I'll be a guest on that. We'll be recording on Monday.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Down in there. We were just talking about the fact that the building we're in, again, is the former Mercy Hospital building for people that are old-timers.
Yes.
And all the hospital clinics before that, but anyhow, we're after that, excuse me. It is Stephen joining me again. The chamber and also the in the Greater Burlington Partnership. I'm not sure what entity is it now. Do they sort of just blur the lines together or what is?
Well, with the partnership, you've got the four divisions that are underneath it. So you've got the Chamber of Commerce and Grow Greater Burlington and the Convention and Visitors Bureau and Downtown Partners. So they're each unique in everything that they do and the services that they provide to the community. The golf tournament is the Chamber of Commerce Golf Classic. And so this is one of the main revenue generators for the Chamber of Commerce during the year. It's the golf tournament. It's the annual dinner. And so we're very thankful for all of the players. We're thankful for all of the sponsors. Danville Telecom is our premier sponsor this year. So we're very thankful for that. All the individuals that have donated items, not only that will go in the goodie bags, but we'll have some prizes that we'll give away for people who participate in the putting contest. One thing that I do want to promote also is we started something a year or two ago called Pay for Pro. And so people that are going to be playing, they're going to get a treat. We're on, I believe it's hole number 5 at Burlington Golf Club. The players will have an opportunity to have Charles John hit the drive for them. Charles is a pro here from the Burlington area, and he most recently qualified to play in the John Deere Classic.
Okay.
And so that is a real treat to have Charles being able to participate and be a part of the day. And who wouldn't want to have a pro hit a drive for them, right?
Actually, I did do. I was in one of the in the chamber or the in the Chamber of Commerce. I was in the golf outing, and I did play in a foursome. I played in a foursome, and in our foursome, I had Don Brandt and Jim Livengood, who were two of the worst golfers in the history of the world. And then we had Todd Hamilton, who went on to win the Honda Classic, and then also the British Open. And I played.
I remember his name.
I played with Todd. Todd was on the other team, but sometimes when you play golf and somebody who's really good, it does one of two things. Either your game, you're sort of jittery and nervous, so you don't play very well, or he elevates your game because. And it was the most relaxing game of golf I've ever had. And I played as well as I've played. I can't remember playing any better at Burlington Golf Club. And yes, hitting. I got up. In fact, because we had the other two guys, squirting balls over there.
Yeah.
And I got up and I raced it over. I said, okay, it's the first hole. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yes.
And I hit the ball, and it was absolutely as long and as straight and as absolutely hitting. Nice shot.
Yeah, you impressed.
Not able. Yeah, of course he hit it. He hit it very long and much longer and straighter. But you know, I think there is something about it. Yeah, it's a golf outing. The thing is, but it was all for fun.
Yes,
and it was something. I know we. Is there a meal involved in that or not?
Yes, the lunch is provided. Burlington Golf Club will be having lunch on the grill. So as you're making the turn. There will be brats and hamburgers and chips and drinks available. And then at the end, we'll have a little social time with some appetizers and some drinks as well. So yes, we will make sure that you're taken care of. There's drink stations that will be on the course also. And also just to jump on what you were saying, in the event that you're not a Todd Hamilton, and you do struggle a little bit, we do provide the options to pay in advance for gimmies and mulligans. And that is a great revenue generator for the chamber. If teams are listening and they haven't done that already, they have to call us and pay for that in advance, sign up in advance. But gimmies and mulligans, who wouldn't want to have those?
752-6365 is the telephone number.
Right.
Again, a couple of spots open. And again, I don't know what else is coming up in the chamber. We did have Michael Deere. And, you know, as we move through the season, I know that this is one of the busiest months I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And if you remember 2 years ago, it was one of the absolutely most dead months of the season.
It's nice to have things turn around. I guess things to throw out there really quick is, of course, you know, the leadership program is going to start up again in the next month or so. We've got almost two dozen students that are signed up. I guess I'll call them students. The Young Professionals is actually going to be having their first regional Young Professional Conference, and it's going to draw folks from the area. We're very excited about that. And then the beginning of October will be the Manufacturers Appreciation Luncheon. And somewhere in between, I believe in September, we'll have the Teacher Appreciation Reception. So, yes, things are ramping up, and we're having a lot of activities.
I had Amy Moiter on back a couple of months ago, and they had an event, I believe, back in June where they were showing or were basically asking people that would be interested in having a business in downtown Burlington.
The commercial space open house.
Commercial space open house. And they had a lot of people show up, and I think five new businesses are all going to be opening up soon.
We hope for the best. Yeah, there continues to be interest. There continues to be activity. Jeremy Hess on the economic development side is constantly working to try and attract businesses to come to the Burlington area. And obviously there's things that he can't talk about until things actually happen. But when it does, it's the most exciting thing.
And downtown Burlington is the fastest growing area of the city. And I don't know how it's all turning out, but condos, apartments, new businesses, eateries, drinkeries, any of those things. The downtown is a thriving place right now. It didn't used to be for a while, but
yes,
it is now. And
yes,
again, Greater Burlington Partnership, the Chamber as well, all having their hand in making some of that help as well. And I'll look forward to chatting with you this coming Monday.
That's going to be fun. Thank you, Steve.